Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 46 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Judging Falsely. Mother Teresa once said, "If you judge people, you have no time to love them." Our text today is from Joshua 22, verses 13 through 20, and it reads, "Then the people of Israel sent to the people of Reuben and the people of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, and with him 10 chiefs, one from each of the tribal families of Israel, every one of them the head of a family among the clans of Israel. And they came to the people of Reuben, the people of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in the land of Gilead, and they said to them, 'Thus says the whole congregation of the Lord, what is the breach of faith that you have committed against the God of Israel in turning away this day from following the Lord by building yourselves an altar this day in rebellion against the Lord? Have we not had enough of sin at Peor, from which even yet we have not cleansed ourselves, and for which there came a plague upon the congregation of the Lord, that you too must turn away this day from following the Lord? And if you too rebel against the Lord today, then tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. But now, if the land of your possession is unclean, pass over into the Lord's land, where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and take for yourselves a possession among us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, or make us as rebels, by building for yourselves an altar other than the altar of the Lord our God. Did not Achan the son of Zerah break faith in the matter of the devoted things, and wrath fell upon the congregation of Israel? And he did not perish alone for his iniquity." Today's text continues the account of the argument over the altar built near the Jordan River. The Israelites living in the Promised Land are having a congregational assembly to debate the imposing altar built by the tribes of Israel that settled east of the Jordan River. Joshua 22:16 through 20 details the words of the Promised Land tribes against the tribes living just across the border. Before we accuse the Promised Land tribes of judging falsely, we need to look carefully at their judgment. We don't want to judge falsely by saying they judged falsely. These tribes have a good argument as to why they are concerned about the new altar that was built. Dale Raff Davis explains their viewpoint as follows. "It is rather a sign of health that Israel is so stirred by even the appearance of unfaithfulness. The Western tribes stressed that any infidelity by the 2.5 tribes would place all of Israel under Yahweh's anger. The Baal Peor fiasco, found in Numbers 25, brought Yahweh's plague against the congregation, and they were still wallowing in some of Peor's mire. If the eastern tribes rebel today, Yahweh's wrath will strike all the congregation of Israel tomorrow. If they rebel, it will make us rebels. Remember Achan? That was only one man's act, but he didn't suffer alone. One man's act of treachery placed the whole congregation under divine wrath. Small wonder the western tribes were aroused. They know that sin permitted brings judgment on all, that unfaithfulness tolerated will infect still more. So the western tribes had some good cause for concern. They were right to send a delegation across the Jordan to give the other tribes a chance to share the motives of their heart. In the same way, we must be careful to balance living for God wholeheartedly with not judging a book by its cover. The following story illustrates this principle. Dodi Gadient, a school teacher for 13 years, decided to travel across America to see the sites she had taught about. Traveling alone in a truck with a camper in tow, she launched out. One afternoon, rounding a curve on Interstate 5 near Sacramento in rush hour traffic, a water pump blew on her truck. She was tired, exasperated, scared, and alone. In spite of the traffic jam she caused, no one seemed interested in helping. Leaning up against the trailer, she prayed, "Please, God, send me an angel, preferably one with mechanical experience." Within 4 minutes, a huge Harley drove up, ridden by an enormous man sporting long black hair, a beard, and tattooed arms. With an incredible air of confidence, he jumped off and, without even glancing at Doty, went to work on the truck. Within another few minutes, he flagged down a larger truck, attached a tow chain to the frame of the disabled Chevy, and whisked the whole 56-foot rig off the freeway onto a side street, where he calmly continued to work on the water pump. The intimidated schoolteacher was too dumbfounded to talk, especially when she read the paralyzing words on the back of his leather jacket, "Hell's Angels, California." As he finished the task, she finally got up the courage to say, "Thanks so much," and carry on a brief conversation. Noticing her surprise at the whole ordeal, he looked her straight in the eye and mumbled, "Don't judge a book by its cover. You may not know who you're talking to." With that, he smiled, closed the hood of the truck, and straddled his Harley. With a wave, he was gone as fast as he had appeared. Notice that the schoolteacher prayed first, and that enabled her to see and accept what God was doing in the actions of another. May we be mindful to do likewise. Questions. What are your thoughts on today's quote by Mother Teresa? How can you balance a passionate commitment to God with a proper perspective towards others? Have you ever misjudged someone because of external circumstances? How can you learn from your experience so that you can be more like Jesus? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your grace. May it be present in us such that we won't be judgmental of others, so that we can see how you're at work in every person around us. In Christ's name, amen.